three things that you've talked about so far, how feasible are they?
I think they're extremely feasible. I think that the ticket swap system is something that the current administration has been working on, has received support. Thanksgiving break, we had extremely positive feedback from students in the poll. And I think with a new president coming in, there's going to be changes in the administration. And I think that it's really important with the new administration coming in to really push what students want. And I think this is something that would benefit all students, especially now that we're becoming more, we have the highest number of international students in the country. Mm-hmm. We're becoming more and more out of state, top choice for out of state students. So this is something that would benefit not only the students here, but the university in advertising. And I mm-hmm. think that will really, the administration will look favorably upon that. And that's one of the reasons why I think that will be successful. Mm-hmm. And then the campus cruiser, I think, is also, as we become more of a residential, this was something that, obviously the administration is always concerned with safety, the safety of the students. And I think this is one way to really improve the safety for the students. I don't know if you have anything to say.
I mean, I know that currently this year USC hasn't really been working on Campus Cruiser. We just starting working on Campus Cruiser. Mm-hmm. And I know that DPAs loves that idea. The only real problem behind that a little bit is like the money and the resources, because not that many students like want to work like past 3 a.m. on a Campus Cruiser. Mm-hmm. So we are just thinking of like ideas to maybe just hire like university employees for that like that grade your shifts instead of students. I know that might be a little expensive, but if that's the only solution, if that's a viable solution, I think that can be done.
And for example, like the tram drivers that drive the late night routes aren't USC students, so I don't think that there would be a problem with hiring people to drive Campus Cruiser that aren't students.
Okay.
But this is just possible. Yeah. This isn't set in stone or anything. We will be discussing this with the administration next
year. Then in terms of money, you kind of touched on it, but these three things, what's your estimate?
Well, the only thing that really will cost any money is the Campus Cruiser. Personally, I feel that that's something that the administration should pay for. USC has money, but we don't have enough money to pay for that. Maybe something that we can deal is pay like during a test period, like maybe put half ESG or something like that, and the administration could put half of it. That's how like we got the Alliance extended, like the Alliance hours extended like 5 years ago or so.
I think it was
3 years
ago. Something like
ESG put like half of the money to extend it like 2 hours a night, and the administration put that, and like the administration realized that it was successful, so the next year they just pay for everything.
None of these proposals will be USG's taking the entire cost, because we don't have the resources to do that. But in terms of estimated cost, we can't give you a number. That would be misleading. I don't know the numbers. Okay. But that will be something that we'll be discussing with the administration to figure out.
Okay. I'm looking at your platform, and it says under freshmen, you want to improve the Writing 140 program.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. I would love to talk about that, because that's another thing that I've been working on. I was in this talks with Vice Dean Lammy, and we were just sort of throwing ideas around. But one idea, and this isn't, again, this isn't set in stone, but these are just ideas, is the possibility of making it more like 340, where you have, instead of having a 140 class be tied to a specific GE class, have it on its own. So that would make more interesting topics. It could get the instructors more involved, because I think if there's really one class that, during the research period and just in general, students have said we need to change this, is Writing 140. There seems to be a general consensus of dislike of Writing 140, to say the least.
I took that class and I didn't like it. I don't think anyone really liked it. And I think that's something really, really important. I think that we want to improve the student life, general safety, transportation, but we believe that academics is something really, really important. That's the ultimate reason we are here. So we really, really want to push for like an academic setting without leaving safety, transportation, all those concerns behind. But sometimes I feel that academics we need to push it more.
I think, I agree with Juan on this one. I think a lot of times, you know, students come to USC because it's a great university, and academics are one part of that, but oftentimes they get left behind in terms of, you know, social events, sports events, campus affairs, stuff like that. But I really think that academics, you know, USC is an institution of higher learning, and I think we really need to reemphasize the learning aspect and reemphasize academic programs and make them better so that USC is a competitive school nationwide on an academic level, as well as being known as an extremely fun campus, an extremely safe campus, and, you know, stuff like that. So it's an elite school in all aspects.
I mean, the idea behind, like, changing that program is to, we have to learn, but, like, some of, like, the classes that I take, I really like the classes. It's fun for me to take the classes. Running 1-4 is just terrible. We want to make that class something that the students can enjoy and actually learn how to write better and, like, express themselves in writing, like, better.
If one of the first classes that a freshman takes is a class that they absolutely despise, that's really setting them off on the wrong track in terms of academics. So if we can improve the program to make it a more interesting class, teach them valuable writing lessons, because, you know, even in the age of the internet where everyone has their shorthand, you know, writing is still an extremely important skill. And that's something that I think we really should emphasize in our curriculum.
Okay. When it comes, like, for Writing 140 then, you said that it's still, like, not set in stone, but do you think that it's, like, what's the time frame? Do you think it's...
I was discussing earlier where you have short-term goals and long-term goals. I think this would be under long-term goals, because currently there's there's curriculums constantly reevaluated, and this is something, it would also, everything also with the administration comes down to money. I mean, you know, if you're just, let's be honest about it, but you know, this is something that we really believe in, and even though there might not be a set time frame, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't push for it. And like, as Juan was saying earlier, one of the things in USG is that if a project is started 1 year, that doesn't mean that it won't be carried forward through the next years. And I think if we can start this and get it off on the right track, get some administrative support behind it, this could be a project that, even if we don't accomplish it in our administration, administrations afterwards and following administrations can succeed in changing the program and making it better for everyone, for freshmen specifically.